This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Canada, the choice of a leader for the Conservative Party. The Liberals are in power. I learned from Conrad Black, whom I welcome, a distinguished biographer in Canada, that the Liberal Party, represented now by Mr. Trudeau, has been in power of the last 126 years for 70% of the time. 87 years out of 126. What is to be done? Win an election. Conrad, a very good evening to you. The Conservative Party, having lost the last election, is now going through a process of introducing the next leader. And you give me six names to choose from. They all look vivid. Any one of them could lead the party. Good evening to you, Conrad.
Yeah, good evening to you, John.
And because these men are so difficult to choose from, and you say that in your most recent column at the National Post, we'll begin with, I am familiar with one of them, Pierre Poilievre, but Jean Charest. Jean Charest, what do we need to know about him?
He's a very able man and a very popular man, deservedly. He was one of the youngest cabinet members in Canadian history in his 20s. When he came in as a member for the Quebec riding of Sherbrooke in the Mulroney years, in, I believe, 1988. So, 34 years ago. And I think he was then 28 or so, and Brian Mulroney gave him a relatively junior position. And then he eventually became the leader of the Federal Conservative Party. But after a Western regional group and a Quebec group had seceded from it. Now, he started to build it back, and then the Liberal Party in Quebec is traditionally, in effect, a coalition of conservatives and liberals. They're the anti-separatist party, and there was a move to make a real effort to remove the separatists who are then governing in Quebec. They could never get a majority to secede, but they talked that talk. And so Jean Charest moved from being the leader of the Federal Conservatives, but they weren't the official opposition at that point, to Quebec to become the Liberal leader, but the Liberals as a coalition of Liberals and Conservatives. And he won, and he won three straight terms as Premier of Quebec, which is a jurisdiction of 8.5 million people. It's a serious position, Premier of Quebec, and he's generally reckoned to have been a good premier.
We turn to...
Then he retired, and he's been in the private sector, but he's coming back now.
To lead the Conservatives. Leslyn Lewis.
She is a Caribbean person, and she is quite socially conservative. She has reservations about abortion. She's not an abolitionist, but she has reservations and would make abortions perhaps slightly less accessible. And I think she has expressed concerns about gay marriage, but she has no problem with a civil union, but doesn't like the adaptation of the word marriage, although I don't think she would make an issue of it now. But that's just to illustrate she's comparatively conservative. Rational, I don't mean she's one of these, off-the-wall zealots. She is not at all, but she's comparatively conservative in social terms.
Roman Baber.
He was a man born, I believe, in the Soviet Union, and he was an Ontario member of the legislature of Ontario, but he had a disagreement with the premier over the severity of the COVID shutdown. He objected to it on civil liberties grounds, and so he had a parting of the ways with that party, so he's running for the federal leadership. A man of principle and a good man, as I say, born in the old Soviet Union.
And Scott Aitchison.
Yeah, he's a federal MP from an area north of Toronto, sort of a cottage area, and he had some problems with the COVID issue as well. He's a good, solid, well-regarded, again, somewhat conservative member of parliament, but has not held a government executive position before.
And now from Ontario, Patrick Brown.
He is more prominent. He was the leader of the provincial conservatives, but then he retired over an alleged sexual indiscretion, not a same-sex matter, with a woman who complained about him being a bit aggressive. So he retired and has since had himself elected mayor of one of the large towns in the Greater Toronto Area, and he's a former federal member of parliament. He's a very skillful organizer, and he's an able man. He's an able man. He's not held a big government executive position, but he is now and has been the mayor of a city of some hundreds of thousands, 300,000 or 400,000 in the Toronto area.
If I understand correctly, then there's a wide choice of backgrounds and intentions for the Conservative Party. What is the choice?
It's a good group of candidates, in my opinion.
What is the choice turning on? Justin Trudeau has made some unpopular decisions over these last 2 years, troubled. Is he the issue when you run against Trudeau? But the election is not for several years, so we need to look to the future. What are they talking about, the future?
Well, I think it comes down to this. You've got the school of thought that feels that the Conservative Party should be conservative, not extreme, not reactionary, but conservative values, and we're more talking matters of economics here than social matters, and low tax, high incentive, sort of a Reagan type party, and the other school of thought is that they should just be slightly more conservative than the Liberals, but apart from that, be as well equipped as they can be to compete on an even footing with the Liberals in the center left area. And my own view, which you're familiar with, and it's one shared by a good many Conservative Party supporters, is that if you're going to be a small L Liberal, you might as well be a big L Liberal, because if the country wants that, they're going to vote for the big L Liberals, not the Conservatives. So if they want a small L Liberal, they'll get a big L Liberal, not a Conservative trying to sound like a Liberal. And these things move back and forth a bit here, as they do in the United States. And we've had a relatively left of center government, not far left by any means, Justin Trudeau would not be a sort of AOC supporter in the United States, but he'd be, I'm trying to think of one, sort of an average,
I understand what you're saying. White House of Rhode Island would do. Fine. Yes. So what we
have. Yeah, well, something like that. Yeah.
So what we have here is a choice of different directions of the party, different parts of the country, but
Do you want a conservative or a liberal conservative? That's it.
Pierre Poilievre is a young man. Is youth a factor here, Conrad?
Yes, I think so. Young and rather a dynamic, solid, forceful person. Not a blowhard, but very articulate in both languages, forceful and decisive in his views. Conservative, but not extreme. And although he is only in his early 40s, he started young, as Charest did, and he's a six-term member of parliament. And he was a very effective finance critic. As the system here works in a way where the party that is the main opposition party has specific individuals responding in each policy area. So you have what's called a shadow minister of finance and shadow foreign minister and so on. And Poilievre has been the shadow finance minister and he has been he's become very well known to the country because of his extremely effective attacks on the fiscal and monetary performance of this government.
Conrad Black for the National Post on the six choices for leading the Conservative Party in the near future. Conrad tells me the choice will be made sometime after summer holiday. The parliament is not sitting. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,